Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Grazing a diverse mix of livestock species can be an innovative strategy to enhance the health and productivity of range and pasture. While cattle, sheep, and goats all consume grass, small ruminants tend to graze more forbs and shrubs than cattle will. The how-to of grazing multi-species livestock will depend on the goals of the operation. SDSU Extension Sheep Field Specialist Jalen Whaley explains small ruminants can aid in controlling noxious weeds, such as leafy spurge.
If your goal is to specifically target an unwanted species, in general, we want to go ahead and put the small ruminants on first so that they can graze those undesirables when they're at a younger stage of production.
Cows requiring a higher plane of nutrition during breeding and lactation are best grazed before sheep in a pasture, especially early in the grazing season. Cattle and small ruminants can be grazed together if the purpose is for better overall pasture utilization.
Sheep and goats are going to graze more hilly areas. They're going to travel farther from water typically than cattle will. And so if you're trying to better utilize a pasture, that's when we want to graze our sheep and cattle together.
Multi-species grazing still requires proper pasture rotation and rest, with the timing of use changing each year. In general, Whaley states a ratio of one cow to one ewe is a good starting point for stocking, resulting in enhanced rangeland utilization and productivity over time. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details on multi-species grazing.